This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that this election is not just an election to form a government, but this election is to make a developed India. In the last 5 years, India has become the fifth largest economy in the world. Mr. Modi said this while addressing the election rally in Saharanpur today in support of the BJP candidate from Saharanpur, Raghav Lakhanpal, and the party's Kairana candidate, Pradeep Chaudhary. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath was also present on the occasion. Mr. Modi said that in the last 10 years, the government has continuously worked for the development of farmers. Talking about vocal for local, he praised the One District, One Product scheme. He added that what you have seen so far is just a trailer. A lot more needs to be done for a developed India. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with other senior BJP leaders Amit Shah and BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda, wished their party workers on BJP's 45th Foundation Day. In a social media post today, Mr. Modi thanked them for their hard work, struggles and sacrifices for building the party over the years. He added that the party is proud to be an integral part of the NDA and cherishes its partnership with its allies. Meanwhile, Mr. Shah also thanked the party workers for making BJP the biggest political party in the world. Mr. Nadda paid respects to the senior party leaders for expanding the party nationwide. The Congress today released a list of 6 candidates for the upcoming Lok Sabha polls. The party has fielded Ramakant Khalap from the North Goa constituency and Captain Viritio Fernandez from the South Goa constituency. Satyapal Singh Sikarwar will contest from Morena in Madhya Pradesh and Praveen Pathak will fight from the Gwalior constituency. A Delhi court has extended the judicial custody of Aam Aadmi Party leader and former Delhi Deputy CM Manish Sisodia till the 18th of this month in the alleged money laundering case related to the Delhi excise policy scam. Special Judge Kaveri Bavecha of the Rao's Court extended the AAP leader's judicial custody today after he was produced before the court on the expiry of his judicial custody granted earlier. In Chhattisgarh, 3 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces. The exchange of fire took place near Doligura jungles in Usur area of Bijapur district. This area is near Chhattisgarh-Telangana interstate border. After the encounter, security personnel recovered bodies of 3 male Maoists along with 1 light machine gun, 1 AK-47 rifle and huge quantity of arms and ammunition from the spot. The Central Bureau of Investigation, or CBI, has busted a network of infant traffickers involved in buying and selling of infants across India. As part of the operation, CBI conducted searches at 7 locations across Delhi and Haryana. 2 male infants of just 1.5 days and 15 days and 1 female child of 1 month have also been rescued by the CBI during this operation. Incriminating articles, including 5.5 lakh cash rupees and other documents, have been recovered during searches. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested 2 key conspirators in West Bengal's Bhupati Nagar blast case that killed 3 persons in December 2022. The NIA, in a statement today, said that the accused were arrested amid stiff resistance from an unruly crowd in the state's East Medinipur district. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said 17 Indian workers who were lured into unsafe and illegal work in Laos are on their way back home. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar lauded the Indian Embassy in Laos and thanked Lao authorities for their support for the safe repatriation. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur this evening at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.